conversation we have right away, you'll get to see also on television this Sunday after 3 o'clock. We present our Family Health Matters, today's topic on depression. So let's bring in one of the panelists for the teas and a thorough conversation on behalf of Pine Rest psychologist, Dr. Gregory Malice. Dr. Malice, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for you and along with a fellow panelists this Sunday, we are touching on a topic of obvious interest and need to discuss. So I always enjoy starting these discussions with, how are you involved in the field of depression?
Sure. Well, I work as a psychologist, seeing outpatient clients for individual and couples therapy through Pine Rest.
So what's the definition of depression? Where are we with diagnosis, with the subset here? How are you diagnosing this?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And the first thing to keep in mind with that, Shelley, is really that depression on its own is a normal human experience. It's a normal human emotion, and it's part of life. We get to the diagnosis of clinical depression or a major depressive disorder when we start to experience depression over a long period of time. It doesn't really go away, and it starts to impact our ability to function the way that we want or the way that we need to.
What are some risk factors in general?
Yeah, so some general risk factors for depression are isolation, being disconnected from people around you. Risk factors also include substance use. Risk factors include a sense of failure or a sense of loss. All of those things can contribute to depression.
When does one ask for help? I'm moving right along here.
Yeah, that's great. I think people can ask for help at any time in this process. So we encourage people to ask for help when they start to recognize that they're not functioning in the way that they used to, that their life doesn't feel the same, that they're not able to complete tasks, they're not able to be as successful or as effective in their life, or they find themselves disconnecting from others, really creating a distance between themselves and the people that they care about.
What help is out there?
There is lots of help out there for depression, from the less professional help services of friends or peer groups, people who have gone through these kinds of things before that can talk about their experience. There's also professional help, individual therapy, medication through your primary care physician or through a psychiatrist. If your depression seems to not respond well to typical treatments like therapy or medication, then there are also more extensive treatments such as ECT or TMS, which can really help people who struggle to see results from typical treatments.
Yes. How does Pine Rest help?
Pine Rest runs the gamut, the entire spectrum of different services. We have group therapies available for adults and for teenagers to help manage depression and anxiety. We've got individual therapists who can meet with you anywhere from once or twice a week to once a month or once every couple of months, depending on where you're at. We've got psychiatrists who can prescribe medications that can help with depression. And as I mentioned before, for those who struggle with more intractable depression, depression that's not responding to the typical treatments, we also offer ECT and TMS services as well.
Yes. I mentioned Facebook earlier in my introduction, and I always like to put the questions out to our great audience. So what questions do you have for Dr. Malice this afternoon? So let me ask a couple of specific questions. What is the best way, asks Lori, to be supportive of a family member or close friend when they withdraw because of depression?
It's a great question, because most of us have people in our lives who are struggling on some level with depression. I think the best way to be supportive is to listen, to ask them how they're doing, to not tell them what they should be doing, to not offer them advice necessarily, but just try to understand their experience, to figure out for yourself how does it make sense from their perspective why they're feeling down, why they're feeling depressed, and why it's difficult to get out of.
Clara asks, how early can you identify signs of depression in children?
you can identify signs of depression in children very early, ages probably 3 or 4, if not even slightly earlier. The thing you want to remember about depression in children is that it presents slightly differently than it does in adults. With children, what you're going to see is a lot more aggression, a lot more irritability, and a lot more somatic complaints or physical things like stomach aches, headaches, that don't seem to go away with treatment or with some kind of response. Those are some of the bigger signs that something's going on emotionally for kids, and it's a little bit different than with adults.
Let's bring in the COVID-19 conversation. Of course, a couple questions related to this from Denise. As a result of COVID, what increase in depression have you seen?
We've seen a pretty significant increase in depression and anxiety and in fact, most mental illness due to the isolation, due to being around some of the things that might be triggering for individuals. So because many people have been quarantining at home, there may be increased access to substances like alcohol or other drugs that can exacerbate or contribute to problems with depression. The anxiety, the unknown about what's going to happen, certainly that contributes to depression. Also, perhaps having friends or relatives who contract COVID, that is a significant stressor that can contribute to depression as well. So we've seen a very, very significant increase in people requesting services through Pine Rest.
Pine Rest psychologist Dr. Gregory Malice on the line talking in general about depression. We'll see more of this on our Family Health Matters this Sunday, 3 o'clock national show. We will follow that. Continuing this conversation, nursing homes and COVID-19, asks Lisa, what efforts are underway to help elderly who haven't been able to visit with family because of the pandemic? I know you were not working in a nursing home, but what's the general answer?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what we see is that because they are isolated, we recognize that those in these communities need connection, more than just connection with the other individuals in the community, but people from their family. My understanding is that many of these facilities are trying to institute regular Skype or Zoom calls and meetings with family and friends. So that they can interact, they can see and talk to, even if they can't physically be in the same space. I also know many places are trying to coordinate to have family members come to the facility but stay outside and interact through windows or some sort of glass so that you can talk and see each other and be near physical proximity, even if you can't be touching each other.
How does one get over... asks Kathy, the shame of depression. Unfortunately, we still have to talk about that.
We absolutely do, Shelley, and that's a real big thing that we're trying to work on, I think, as a profession in psychology and working in mental health, is this idea that it is somehow shameful or somehow a deficiency in an individual when they are dealing with depression or anxiety. I think part of how we get over that shame is really going back to what I mentioned at the beginning, that depression is a part of the human experience. It is a natural thing that all of us will experience at one point or another. And when that depression gets intense, when it gets long-lasting, when we're unable to get out of it, that's when we have a major depressive disorder or clinical depression. And there's nothing to be ashamed about that. It just means that you're dealing with things in your life that you don't yet have the skills or resources to manage. So we want to then find the skills and resources that we need to manage it, like any other problem that we have.
And lastly, because I have many more questions, but we want to save some of these for you. Question from Jill. Why don't professionals discuss nutrition and the gut health link? Where are we going here?
Yeah, I think it really depends a lot on training. And I can tell you from my experience in my training as a psychologist, we didn't talk a lot about that. We didn't learn a lot about that. We didn't study a lot about that. And I think that your commenter has a great point that there are lots of other things that impact our mental health, not just the way that we think, the way that we view our situations and experiences, but also the things that we're putting into our body, our nutrition, our diet, our exercise, our sleep. All of those things have an impact. And I agree with your commenter that we should be looking more at some of those things.
And yes, I do need to ask this question from Amy. How do you talk to people who say you really need to snap out of it?
Yeah, I think what I would encourage for those to say to those people is, you know, I recognize that you're trying to help. I recognize you're coming from a place of caring. I'm not sure if you recognize that what you're saying is actually very, very minimizing of my feelings and experience. It's not something I can just get over. And if you want to help support me, here are the ways that you can do that. And then tell them how they can support you by listening, by being available, by helping and supporting. But I think the most important thing is to validate that the person is trying to help in their own way, even if it's not hitting the mark how they would like.
Okay, there you go. A little insight to how we'll spend our time, obviously Sunday as well. Dr. Gregory Malis, on behalf of Pine Rest, tell me how we find out more information.
Yeah, you can check out our website at pinerest.org, and they've got phone numbers and contact information. You want to call our central access if you're interested in learning about or signing up for services. And all of our clinicians in the outpatient network are doing teletherapy right now, so you just need to download an app, and you can be in a therapy session pretty quickly.
Thank you for that. Time often is of the essence. We'll see you soon. Thank you.